believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
All right. Welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What? Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Osher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote. What's up, baby?
How's it going, Steve?
And our special guest, Russ Ruffino, still hanging out with us. Yay, man.
Yeah.
Really, really glad you are here. And on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can find for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So make sure you go there and grab yourself a copy. All right. So today, what I wanted to talk a little bit about is something that I call the sufficiency theory. And this can be found on page 92 of that New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One. Sorry, Mary, you're rolling your eyes already.
No, I'm not.
All right,
no,
I have to plan.
You know what? I had a thought.
Yes.
Because my book, Go With Your Gut, was a studio copy like yours. Yours stays and mine's been gone for like a month and a half.
People like your book. They want to take it.
Did you write studio copy on it?
I did.
And see, somebody went with their gut and said, I'm taking this book.
I actually think it was you, Mary. I saw you grab it.
You took your own book and took it.
I did not.
Go look around the house. I promised.
All right. So in the sufficiency theory, we cover a lot of ground there. And what I want to make sure we do is talk about, first and foremost, a quote. I like this guy. And first of all, anybody who goes by what, like, I really appreciate people who go by like one name, like one word names. Like if you just say like, you know, like we talked about last week or the week before, I think we were talking about Plato, right? I mean, that guy is
Plato.
Just Plato. Is that it? Plato. You know, like that guy. This is Epicurus. You're nodding your head. Like, you know who Epicurus mm-hmm. is. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like with all these people from way back in the day, like, I think there are just people along the way. It's like that game of operator. You know, where you tell somebody one thing, and then you whisper it in their ear, and then they tell somebody else, and then they whisper in there, and then by the time it comes, like, all the way around.
Telephone.
Was
it telephone, operator, whatever that game was. So, like, all these, like, there are quotes attributed to people who I know didn't say them. So, like, I don't know if Epicurus even said this, nor do I even know who Epicurus is, but... He's a philosopher?
I have a book on him.
Really?
It's mm-hmm. amazing what you can learn from history.
It's amazing what you can learn from What Is Your What?
And I'm always
here
amazed
on Reimagine Radio.
How smart they were. Like, Cicero... I have some of those guys quoted in my book because they're saying things that are relevant today.
Right? It's
highly relevant. So what did he say?
It's like the Constitution. I mean, geez, if we just – never mind. We won't get into politics. So what he said was, do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you have now was once among the things you only hoped for.
Wow.
I like that one. I know. Mind-blowing. Expanding.
It's good. See, it's just common sense wisdom.
I know, right? Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have now. Remember that what you have now was once among the things you only hoped for. And it's interesting because on the break, you know, Russ, we were talking a little bit about conferences and are you going to go to this conference? Are you going to go to that conference? Because I find myself going there and not just to network, but of course to continue to learn and so on. And you're like, nope, I need to focus. I need to focus on everything that I know right now and bring that to the best place that it could possibly go to before I go outside of that knowledge. So yeah, I think that's a point really well taken. Of course, I won't listen to it because I'm still going to go to the conferences, but that's a really, really good point. And it kind of gets me thinking here, like, at what point do we ever really have enough? And so what I wanted you, Richie and Mary and of course Russ, and as you've been thrown into the, you know, you're thrown in the pool here with all of us, but I wanted you to think for a second about something in your life where what you have is among the things that if you go back 10 or 20 years or whatever it might be, that you really wished or hoped, you know, that you would get that, and now that you have it, do you find yourself being fully satisfied, being complete, being fulfilled, whatever word it is that you want to use to define that? Or do you still find yourself kind of with that line in the sand, and now instead of it being here, you scratched it out and you've moved it down the path? So let's round table this for a second and just think about something that you have in your life that you know 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, whatever it might have been, you wished at that time that you had what you have now.
Now, is that physical stuff?
It can be, sure. Physical, it could be a relationship, it could be something in business. It could be, yeah, you name it. It could be a physical thing. It could be something in your personal life. It could be something in your business. And maybe I'll just throw it over to you, Russ, from a business perspective, because a lot of us find ourselves kind of scratching our heads going, okay, that's all well and good. We did $1 million last year, and this year we want to do $5 million. And when you first started out, you're like, man, if I could just do six figures, you know, if I could just get to six figures, then like everything would be awesome, right? Like my life would be great. We'd have enough money, this, that, and the other. So maybe talk about it from a business perspective, because your business continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you know, you were at 500K now. You'd like to get over $1 million a month. And so 500K a month, mm-hmm, you want to get to over $1 million.
Which is crazy to say.
It's crazy to say, right? I mean, that's an insane amount of money. Insane. And by the way, what are your margins on that, if I may ask?
About 50, 60%.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that all goes to you because you're the sole owner of the company?
I am the sole owner of the company.
I want his gig. That's a nice gig.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a nice gig.
The sole owner of the company.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I've got a couple of bridges to sell you, and we'll make that money go to good work for you.
Yep.
But so think about when you were at that point where you were like, oh my God, if I could just get to six figures a month, and now here you are.
Well, so look, I mean, my original goal when I started my online business was to get to $100 a day, because then I would be making just a little more than I made as a bartender. And then the goal was to get to 10,000 a month. And then the goal was to get to 20 a month, and then 100 a month. And now the goal is to get to 1.5 million a month.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like, it's not about enough. You only think in terms of enough when it's like you are either not enjoying what you do, or you feel like the money is not being generated by good that you're creating in the world. So like, in other words, like, for us to go from 500,000 a month to 1.5 million a month, it just means we have to serve that many more people, and we have to make that much more of an impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the quality of life is going to be dramatically different at 1.5 than it is now. But it's like, to get there, how many more people do we have to serve? Mm-hmm. How much more of a deep impact do we have to make? How many more lives do we have to change? And that's what gets us excited. Mm-hmm. And the number that we're shooting for, it's just a way of kind of keeping score.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense at all?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It's keeping score based on the number of people that you impact.
Based on how many people we enroll into this program or that program. So just to give you an example.
Yeah.
We're at 500K a month right now. We're enrolling about 40, 50 people a month into our front end program. And mm-hmm. then we have probably like, I think, 24 people into our 12-month program, right? So if we could just go from enrolling like 50 people a month to enrolling like 70 people a month into our 8-week program. And if we could upgrade just 20% of those people, which is like 14 people a month, into our 1-year program, we're at 1.4 million a month.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's like we don't have to do that much, but just by focusing there and making a bigger impact there, we create a radically different, you know, we triple our revenue basically.
So the desire isn't necessarily to, okay, I need another car, or I need another house, or I need another this, that, or the other. The justification is not about, of course, there's great net on that, and of course you will see more personal income, but for you then it really boils down to just the amount of impact that you can have, knowing that because you're at X number of dollars, that just translates to more people that you've been able to impact.
Yeah, because I just look at money as a way of keeping score, basically.
Yeah.
It's just like points in a basketball game.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. So, Mary, anything that you've got now that you look back on maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago and you go, geez, at that point you really wish you had had that, and now you have it, and what's your mindset on it at this
moment?
This
is probably a silly answer, but you know, I look around my house. I've been in my same house for 27 years,
mm-hmm.
and I don't need anything.
Yeah,
I've got my furniture. I'm not an interior decorator, but it's a very comfortable home.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I remember when I was younger, shopping. You know, always wanting to have new clothes, new handbags. I went through that whole designer handbag silliness, and I just like doesn't. That kind of stuff doesn't really do much for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. And so just, again, I guess the tip for somebody who's thinking that they need more, what do you tell them?
Settle into yourself. You're trying to buy some type of interior piece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have any, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd love a Range Rover, but I don't.
I just got one.
Did you?
I did. It's
what
in the
color?
Bag. You'll see it.
Okay.
You know what color it's
so,
going to be.
Black.
Of course.
No, that's what I would get.
Yeah.
But anyway, that kind of stuff is like, oh, that's kind of cool, but it doesn't do anything to satiate me inside mm-hmm. anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It used to.
Yeah.
You know, wearing the nice clothing, having the Mercedes or whatever I was driving at the time, that really filled something inside for me that I realized I'm full inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd suggest cultivate a rich interior.
Hmm. All righty. Richie, you've been left with all of 60 seconds.
All right, then I'll change it real quick and make it fast. I would say I always dreamed of having a daughter like I have.
Mm.
And
she's going to cry.
Man, I can't even imagine what it would be like without her. She's my best teacher. She's Trisha's best teacher. She's amazing. And she helps me realize that although life is a moving target and the numbers will change and we can keep score, like, get out of trying to be that never ending two things away from exactly what you need, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and live right now. And you heard from a couple of weeks, the prize is in the process for me. Everything else is a bonus.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. And so thanks, Mary. And thanks, Richie, for sharing that. Of course, Russ, thanks for your insight on that as well. So remember, guys, do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you have now was once among the things you only hoped for. Love that. Very, very cool. All right, guys, we will talk to you next time on What Is Your What Wednesday. Remember, you can grab a free copy of the New York Times bestseller at whatisyourwhat.com/free. I'm Steve Olscher, and we will talk to you next time on What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.